This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we wait for all the congressional I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed on getting the government up and running again, a word here about the issue at the bottom of the whole disagreement. Not the DACA fix, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that is set to end in March, but the much bigger question that's kind of being danced around out there quite a bit, which is the vision for immigration overall in this country. President Trump and some Republicans in Congress are pushing to dramatically reduce legal immigration to the United States and to move the overarching concept from family reunification to a skills-based system, which means fewer workers in an already tight labor market. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, businesses are watching this whole thing with some anxiety.
Michael Bronner is president of Dr. Bronner's. You may know its iconic blue bottles of natural soap. He says the labor market is so tight, the company had to have a job fair.
We had about 17 jobs that we couldn't find the qualified workers for. So I think any restriction to the talent pool would have a detrimental effect on our business.
Bronner says up to half the company's employees are immigrants or children of immigrants. President Trump has supported cutting legal immigration by half and moving to a merit-based system that favors educated workers. Juliana Kerr is with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, a nonpartisan foreign policy think tank. She says the Midwest especially needs immigrants as baby boomers retire and thousands leave the region.
Construction industries, hospitality, agriculture. I mean, so many of these industries that are vital to our economy rely on all kinds of skills, but also low-skilled. And a merit-based system that only looks at education will not serve our needs.
People who want to limit legal immigration say it would support American workers and increase wages. But David Beer with the Libertarian Cato Institute says,
the best economic evidence on this shows that immigration increases wages overall for most Americans.
Most Americans, except the least educated. Research shows native-born people without high school diplomas can see their wages fall when there are more immigrants competing for the same jobs. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.